Okay, today's daf is Tamid, daf Lamed Gimel. And those keeping track, this is the last daf of Kadshim Talmud Bavli, even though we're only doing Mishnayos today. But the last Gemara in Kadshim is Tamid. Midos is only Mishnayos, even though today it's all Mishnayos that we're doing. But at least yesterday you could really say that, that we finished the Gemara of Kadshim Bavli. But we'll consider it today. Anyway, so says the Mishnah. Today we are going to do, Be'ez Hashem, three prakim, a dafyomi record. Three prakim today of Maseches Tamid. So we are on Lamed Beis, Amid Beis, up to the Mishnah as we continue the Avoda. And when we last met, the Kohanim had brought the parts of the Karban Tamid, left them on the side of the ramp, and ran to the Lishkas Hagazus in order to say Kriya Shema and other selected tfilos. Says the Mishnah, Amar Lahem HaMamuneh. The Mamuneh appointed them to go, the one who was appointed, the Mamuneh, commands them. Berachu Bracha Achas. They say one bracha. So what exactly are they going to say? We'll see in a minute. Why are they saying it in this place? Why are they saying it in the Lishkas Hagazus? Says the Rush right here. La'achar labo l'lishkas Hagazus, shetfiwa, they come there to daven. Why couldn't they daven anywhere else? Shetfilaso shel adam nishma'as b'makam dalar amos shel Torah. Lishkas Hagazus, that's where the Sanhedrin sat. That's where Torah was discussed. As the Gemara says at the beginning of Brachas, davening in the place where one learns as a special skula, as some of the Amoraim said, I could daven in all these different, I think one of the Amoraim said, alright, so many Bate Knesios in Tveria, but I only daven with the Makom where I learn, because that is, has a special skula. That's the Rush right here, that Tfilah should be in the place of, in the place of Torah. So, Baruchu Bracha Achas, Vehem Baruchu. They say, he said, say one bracha, and they said that bracha. What is that one bracha? So that's a machlokas also in Maseches Brachas and Daf Yud Aleph, whether that one bracha is Yotzer or Ahavarabah. One of the two brachas before Kriyishma, that is what they said. Why don't they say, just say the whole davening? Because they have to do the avoda. They have to rush back to do the avoda. They got to do it quickly. So therefore, they didn't daven the whole davening. So they daven bracha, bracha, achas, vein, baruchu. Karu aseres adibros. Wow. They said the Aseres HaDibros, part of davening. We'll get back to that. Hashem, Shema, V'hayim Shema, V'alayomer. Then they said the three parashiyos of Kriya Shema. The Rush points out, again, even though it's early, Af al pi shelo higia zman Kriya Shema, kidamrina bebeseches yuma, even though the optimum time for Kriya Shema has not come yet, hakori yaman she mishpar lo yasi dechovaso, hayitzrichon lahaktim, likros kodem azman, they had to, kadei lasok bavodas hatamid. They had to be osik in the avoda. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed them to, and told them to say it early. So that's why they said, one of the brachas before Kriya Shema, the Aseres HaDibros, Shema V'Hayim Shemoan V'Yomer, and then, Baruchu Es Ha'am Shalosh Brachos. And then they gave three brachas to the Am. Emes V'Yatziv, that means the bracha from Emes V'Yatziv. Interesting that it's called Emes V'Yatziv. Right, it's Hashem Lokechem. Emes v'yatziv edacha ani Hashem alkechem, but that's what it's called. All the way until Gal Yisrael va'avoda and the bracha of Ritzei u'birchas kohanim and birchas kohanim. What is Ritzei? Also discussed. Is it hamachzor shchinas l'tzion? Is it the one that we say by birchas kohanim shos levatcha b'yira navod? But either way, it's a Ritzei bracha and birchas kohanim is also said at the time. Why is Ritzei said that Hashem should accept our karbanos? So if you look in the Rush on the previous Amud, the Rush on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, towards the bottom, the Rush says, when it said that they ran in, the end of the Mishnah, when they ran to Lishkas Hagazus to say Shema, the Rush adds in, Ula hispal Ritzei kodem haktara, shehe karban reich nichoach. The Rush said that you should daven in order that the avodah that they were about to do should be Merutz El Hashem. Right, that's what the Rush says. If you look in Rashi, Maseches Brachas, he has a little different shot. Rashi says, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, there where this Mishnah in Talmud is quoted towards the bottom, the Rush says, what is the purpose of the Tefillah v'Avodah? B'shvil ha'avodah she'asu.
Rashi quoting Nosach HaTfilah.
That's Rashi right here on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. That is the a number of times, interestingly, in Maseches Brachos, Rashi quotes the Nusach HaTfilah. Every Masechta, Rashi has a different way of relating to it, depending on the Masechta. Just noticed recently that somebody pointed this out to me many years ago. That is later on in the Masechta. This is not related to this, but another Nusach HaTfilah. There are those that are Makbid, like the Vilna Gaon, maybe like the others as well, and that is on Kiddush on Friday night. Kiddush Friday night, they leave out Kihu Yom. But there are those that leave out Kihu Yom, those three words. Because it's a list. It's a whole list. But if you look in Rashi, it's a Beferish Rashi in Brachas, Rashi quotes Kihu Yom. Rashi quotes the Lashon of Kihu Yom on the bottom of Mem Vav and Aleph. Rashi says, Vein hefsik davar tchino davar acher besocha kamosh yesh bekiddush Kihu Yom tchilo mikroi kodesh. It's the Nusach HaKiddush of Rashi. We think Kiyu Yom, I'm a Gra man. I'm a Rashi man. Right? Kiyu Yom Techila. Brachas Mem Vav Manalf. Anyway, but that's an interesting discussion between the Rush on here, where the Rush says it's about a future karban, the Hakrava, what they're about to do, while Rashi said it was what was just done. Okay, continuing. So the Mamuna tells them to say, again, one Bracha, Aseres Adibris, three parts of Kriya Shema, and then they gave three brachas to the Am. U'b'Shabbos mosifin bracha achas l'mishmer hayotzei. And then on Shabbos, they added on one bracha to the mishmer hayotzei. On Shabbos, those were the days that the mishmaros were switched. So the mishmer that was going out made a bracha for the mishmer that was going in. What kind of bracha? So again, the Gemara in Brachas quotes it. But if you look, the Rashi here quotes it as well on the fifth wide line, Umishmer Hayotzi Mavarchan Oso Vaomrim, Misha Shachan Eshmo Babayaze, Hu Yashkin Beinechem Ava Viachva Vishalom Bereis. He who rests his shalom in this place should give you Ava Viachva Vishalom Bereis. Why dafka do you need a bracha? Because when you're in the Beis HaMikdash, you're doing the avodas, pressurize, they're all going to possibly fight over the avoda. I want to do this, I want this part of the karban, I want this part. So they used to fight over it. So, need a special bracha. A special bracha so that everybody gets along and nobody goes overboard in terms of the fighting. Okay, there is a huge topic related to Aseres HaDibros, which we have here. I'll just mention it, then we're going to talk more about it on Shavuos, Bez Hashem. And that is, the Gemara in Brachas tells us, on that Gemara, with Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Yud Beis Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah in Tamid is quoted, that Bikshu Likvoa Bigvulin. They were Chachamim at a certain time thought that they should be koveya, saying Aseres HaDibros, not only here in the Beis HaMikdash, but Bigvulin, everywhere, to have Aseres HaDibros as part of our Archaim Chelik Aleph, as part of our Nusach HaTfilah. And the Gemara says that they were not koveya it. Why? Because of Taromes HaMinim. What's Taromes HaMinim? So Rashi there says, lest anyone think that only Aseres HaDibros is a focus of the Torah, that's all I have to do. Right? So then, we don't want that. So that is why we don't have it. It's on the Aron in many shuls. It's on the Parochas in many shuls. It's Chazal that the Minhag is, we're not bothered. That's not a problem of Taromes HaMinim. I was just last week in a cab. It was taking me to a shir. And he was talking to me. He was a traditional Jew, wonderful person. And he was talking to me how his brother was Chozer B'Tshuva. And his brother's always hocking him about, you gotta do this, you gotta do that. And he says, I don't understand. He says, Ani rotzeach, Ani no'ef, Ani, he says, Lo tirtzeach, he says, Ani, 80% Yehudi, what's the ba'ma ba'ya? He says, scream at me, Mamas the Aseres HaDibros. I was just in the middle of preparing this year. I'm like, thank you. I didn't say thank you, but it's like, haraya. Again, I don't think it was the Bikshu Likvoa that did it for him. But anyway, interesting that Dafka, he said that. But anyway, the Gemara says that Bikshu Likvoa, this Aseres HaDibros, in the davening every day. And Chazal said no, because it is something that could lead people astray. So that is the Gemara. Where this comes up, Lamaisa, is, first of all, the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Aleph. Arachaim Siman Aleph, Sifhei. Tov Lomar, Parshas HaAkeda, Uparshas HaMon, the Aseres HaDibros. It's in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Aleph. Uparshas Ola, Umincha, Ushlamim, V'chadis V'ashem. Same Siman about Karbanis. And the Rama adds, V'dafka b'yachid, Mutter, Lomar, Aseres HaDibros, B'chol Yom, Aval Aser, La'omran, B'tzibur, Aser to say it, B'tzibur. Magen Avraham mipnei haminim sheomrim ein Torah elazu uveprat bizmanenu v'lachein ein kosven also al kuntris hamiyuchad letzibur. Ooh, Magen Avraham. But either way, this is a big discussion. What we're going to talk about, Hashem, where the poskim get really into the act, is of course standing for the Aseres HaDibros. That is a huge discussion in the poskim and in Tshuvas HaRambam and other sources. But that is related to the discussion of Aseres HaDibros here. Okay, that takes us through the Mishnah on Lama Beis Ma Beis. Now we continue. Amar Lohem. So. Next Mishnah. So after the Memune told them and led them in all of these brachas, so then he says to them, Chadashim l'ktores b'ovafisu. Anyone who's new for the ktores, come and do the pious. Why is he saying this? Because the previous pious for the Trumas Hadeshen, all Kohanim wanted, as we learned, could go to the mikvah and then come and be part of this pious, be part of this goro. But the next pious having to do with the ktores, if you won once, you can't do it again. Special din that the Ketores is only done once in a lifetime for a Kohen. So that's why the Kohen announces, the Mamun announces, Chadashim l'Ketores. If you are new to the Ketores, Bo v'afisu, come and be Zoche. Let's just do the Mishnah and then we'll talk about that line. V'afisu, Zacha Misha Zacha, the one who is Zoche in it is Zoche to it. And then he says, Amar Lahem Chadashim im Yishanim Bo v'afisu. And then he says, okay, next one, then anybody could come again and be part of the next Goro. Why? Because no more Ketores. And we'll see why Ketores was limited. So, Bava Viso. So next, what is the next Goro for? Mimala Ivarim and Akevish Lamizbeach. Who is going to bring the Ivarim there, which are in the middle of the ramp now? Remember, the Kohanim had placed them there, and they ran to the Lishkas HaGazis. Who is going to bring them up from the ramp all the way to the top? There is a discussion in the Rishonim here. It's not clear in the Mishnah. Mimala is singular. Does that mean that there's one Kohen that brings all of the parts up? All the different Kohanim brought it to the middle of the ramp. Maybe now, once in the middle, it's in the middle of the ramp, you know, one Kohen could make a couple of trips and bring it to the top of the Mizbeach. Or do we say Mimala, similarly, that one person wins, but, you know, everybody next to him is Zoche. So that's not 100% clear in the Mishnah. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, either way, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov argues and says, Hamale Ivarim Lakevesh, Humalos on Agabe Mizbeach. It's the same people. Same people, the ones who brought it up to the middle of the ramp, they finished the job. Ena mitzvah nikra el amisha gomra. And therefore, it says Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, the same people who brought it there are the ones that continue. Good. There is a machlokas also in Maseches Yuma. The Rush quotes it here, whether they were, which will lead into the next Mishnah, was this pious done with Big Day Kahuna on? Was it not? We discussed that by the Truma Tzedeshin earlier, whether that was done. That was done after Tefillah, but obviously it will have to have Big Day Kahuna right afterwards. So this pious also is discussed, whether it was done with Big Day Kahuna. Why, for the Ketores, do we say that it could only have been done once in one's life? So what is known as the Gemara in Yuma Daf Chavav, Tana, May Olam, a lot of these Mishnayas, similar Mishnayas appear in Yuma as appear in Maseches Tamid. Says the Gemara, Tana, May Olam Lo Shana Adamba. Person never was shown it, did the Ketores twice. My Taima, Amar of Chanina, Mipnei She Me'asheres. Because it makes Kohanim rich. So it's not fair for somebody to do it twice. That's why, you know, it's not only once. Amalei Rav Papa Labaya, my time, why does the Ketores make you rich? Ilei mamishum dechsev, yasimu ketara biapecha, viksiv basrei barech Hashem chelo. Right, it says in Zos HaBracha that Ketores right next to barech Hashem chelo, Hashem will give you a bracha, but I hachi olanami, viksiv haksiv achalil amizbechecha. So it should be with the carbon ola also. Right, that's also. You see, with the pecha v'chalil amizbechecha, right, ola is also. Amalei, ha shchicha, ha lo shchicha. No, this is shchiach. Olas are shchiach. So what? Hashem's going to give every person who's involved with the olas is going to get rich? No, ha lo shchicha. It's got to be lo shchiach. Rashi, umistavra dechiksiv osher ad lo shchicha. Dim lo kein nimsu akol ashirim. Whatever, he's going to be rich. So it's got to be something that is not so common. Keep that in mind, and something that has the bracha. Right, those are the two elements that is required in Maseches Yuma Daf Chavav. Where does this come up? Lamaisa, so as many of you might be thinking, Sandekaus. Sandikar. As we know, there are midrashim that compare being a sandik to bringing the Ktoris. There are midrashim about that. And this isn't just in midrashim, but it's a Ramah. The Ramah writes in Yeridea, Reish Samach Hei, Sif Yud Aleph, in Hilchas Mila, Reish Samach Hei, Sif Yud Aleph, says the Ramah, talking about Noagin, Lazos, Kisei Le'Eliyahu, Shenikra Malach Abris, Ukishemineicho, Yomar Bepivshu, Kisei Eliyahu. Okay, that's the Shulchan Aruch. Interesting, that's in Shulchan Aruch. It's not just that newfangled late breaking minug, but it's Kisei Shel Eliyahu. Ramah, Vinoagin Lahader Achar Mitzvah Zu Leo Sandik, Litfos HaTinok Lemoalo. Right, it should, one should be Mahader, meaning a Sandik is a tremendous chus. V'yafer Koach HaSandik Mikoach HaMoel. Right, this is an unknown halacha. Right, let's say it's an aliyah day. Who gets the aliyahs? So the sandik goes before the moel. Lahakdimo, the kriyas haTorah. To call sandik, havi kemaktir ktoras. According to the Rabbeinu Peretz, the Maharil and the Rabbeinu Peretz, every sandik is like a maktir ktoras. Vilachei noagin, shalolitain shnei yaladim labal bersechad. That is why there is a minag, quotes the Ramah, not to give two children to one sandik. Two children, pashtus of one family, to one sandik. Rashi, the shach, klomar, shein koflim laseis banav lebal bris echad pamayim osholosh, rak lakol ben bower bal bris acher. That's the Maharil. Everybody should have, if you have five boys, five different sandiks. That's what the shach quotes from the Maharil, from based on the Ramah. Kidamrinan, gabik torres. Chadashim l'ktores bo'ov afisu. Our Mishnah. Ve'in le'isha li'o sandik latinek b'makam shef shabish b'shim da'avi pritzus. Okay, mikol makom, hi'o zeres l'bayla, u'mevi'a hatinok ad beis ha'knesses, v'yoz lo'keach ish b'imena v'nase sandik. Aval ha'ish yacholazos, hakol b'lo isha. No'agu amolim l'spal b'yamamila, for Shurom was a kubbe gronim, v'cher b'fiyaz b'yadam. Good. That is the Ramah. So this is the Ramah. The question is that, you know, it's not always heard of that this is the minhag. There are many families and many places in the minhagim that the grandfather does all the kids. The two grandfathers that the rav does all of the sandikos. So this is a discussion already in the achronim. I just, once it's open, I'll read you the gra, and then we'll get to the Nodeb Yehuda and the others. The gra says, it's a great line in the gra. He quotes this minhag of commenting on the Ramah. Let me just find the Gra. The Gra says, sorry, where's the Gra? The Gra is in Mem Vav. Mem Vav, Noagin. Dvarav ein lo shachar. He starts off. He says, I have no idea where this Rabbeinu Peretz is coming from. De'im kein, my taima, me'adam echadavka, ve'echad lo yasa beis famim sandik la'olam. Right, what is the minug of the Maharil? One father cannot give three of his boys, to a sandik, to one person. But if it's based on the Ktores, then nobody should ever be a sandik twice for any, even for two different families. So I don't understand what the minug comes from, says the Gra. Ula olam lo ra'inu sandik shemis asher, says the Gra. I never saw a rich sandik. I don't know. Nobody won the lottery after shul, right? Ume olam lo ra'inu sandik shemis asher. Ella haminagol pitzavas Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Nothing to do with riches. There's a tzavar Rabbi Yehuda Chassid that he talks about this, but don't think it's because of Ashiris. That's the that is the grunt that is not based on the connection to Ashiris. But this is a big discussion in the Nodeb Yehuda and the Chassam Sofer. Nodeb Yehuda. First, let's go in historical order. The Nodeb Yehuda. Well, first the Birkei Yosef. Birkei Yosef, the Chida, and then we have these three, and then we'll continue. This is the big topic of the day. The Birkei Yosef quotes Maharil. First, he adds Kishahaya Sandik Hayatovel. He went to the mikvah. When he was a sandik, he was told Vakasa the Ramah Badarki Moshe to Chumra Biyamahu Veinoagin Kain. V'Yani Omer says the Birkei Yosef the Chida Dim who built Tahar who Tovi Yashal Litpo V'lo Yigash Lemezbeach Bo Udenu Bibgadim Tsoim O Tumaso Bo. He says if somebody needs to go to the mikvah, they should go to the mikvah, but the Ramah says that you don't have to. The Rabbim Nagu Bibkom Asenu de Bechalo Fantovim Samach Lamitzla Kala Efshar V'chein Roy Linog. Good. Then he quotes the Minhag of the Ramah, and then he quotes Beferish, that it's only one father, a few boys, but if it's different people, somebody can be a sandik for ten different families. Does not quote why. Interestingly, though, then he says, Bisalaniki, right, it's a said he, Einogim laso sandik beis pa'amim betoch yud beis chodesh. L'shum yeled. A minog of one person not being a sandik within a year. Ach la'acha yud beis chodesh. Nasim l'chol yel sheyia. Do whatever you want. V'kom atzachein l'chai shiklal hazeh. V'yefshar the sabri d'agam the mitzvah zu tiyeh besuk ha'ktores. V'kom akom ha'shchicha. V'yavah be d'ma'asheres. Have like ka'ola d'ma'asheres. V'zochem v'kam apam d'shchicha. It's like the ola. You have the bracha, but it's common. So therefore the Birkei Yosef quotes, he's based on this Ma'aril, but as we're about to see, there are others that aren't as machpid. The Rebbe Yehuda was asked, in his city, the Rav always was the sandik. Right, so I don't understand. I thought you can't give the sandik the same to the same person. So he quotes this in Yoredeya Simen Pei Vav. So he says, first of all, he says, "Da'ein daiti noche lo hashiv b'davar she'in lo shorish min hashas." This is Kedaka Bakodesh. He writes this in many tshuvas. Whenever he's asked a question about something that is not in Gemara, he'll say, "This is not halachic. So what are you asking me? I don't like to answer these questions." Somebody asked him, "How do I do tshuva for being mezana for 3 years?" He says, "Well, I'm going to tell you to roll around in the snow." And you could fast the days of Shnos Mesushelach. It won't be enough for you. And he says, "But what am I supposed to do? It's not in Shas." That's his line. By the way, here he says, it's not my derech to answer. V'divrei Rabbeinu Peret, Shevi Ma'aril, Bereishal Chazmila, Hurakein Asmachda. Lasistam. U'bukuf Hadavra, Shadima Ma'aril, La Mitzvah Ketores, Ani Tama. I don't understand. Ki afsha dima hayirei chayim shal asandik lemizbeach. Fine, the legs are like a mizbeach. Akati minolol the most lemizbeach miktak torres shu mizbeach apnimi. Yosur mizehayil damos lemizbeach achizon. But dama brisla dama karbanis shu mekama mizbeach achizon. You want to compare it to a mizbeach? The midrash compared to a mizbeach. So why the torres? It should compare it to the mizbeach achizon, where you have animals. The kid is like an animal, and the blood of the meal is like the dam that says on the mizbeach achitzon. I don't understand the whole dimyon. It says v'nirei. He says it must be based on a yalkut shimoni in parashas lech lecha. But still, I don't think you don't have to learn every detail like osher from the ketores. In lomo miktores the ketores lo haya b'chol ha'olam rak b'mikdash pamayim b'chol yom avu mitzvahs milo yish b'chol gvul yisrael b'chol yom harbi ma'od v'imkei mistamal okoy osher al davar ashchiach harbe mistamal. Even if you want to compare it to ketores, I don't think there's the issue of osher. And therefore, al kalpanim kaladram halalu einlam shorish veikur begemara vaakolrach derach drash veremez velola ikov velola minak kavua ubechol minak polin ein medaktikin baze. In all of Poland, that I'm a doctor for this minog. Ubahari makomos harava kavua he chiyav the sandik tamid vegam po kihila seinu in Prague. That's where you know the Yehuda was. Einakol makpidim baze. Even here, there's no, not everybody is makpid, but that is the. That is the no de Yehuda. It says v'yoser in laharach. So then the Chassam Sofer gets into the act. I don't think the Rav is a raya because the Rav of the city is like the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Gadol can always do whatever he wants. The Kohen Gadol can do the whole avoda. So the Chassam Sofer says that I don't think you should bring a raya from the Rav doing it because that is like, I'll read you the line. It's a great line. He says, I don't like the gross taina because you never saw a rich sandik. You should have seen what he would have looked like if he didn't do the sandik course today. You know, who knows? Kodesh Baruch Hu has it in charge. So he says, and he quotes the line about the Rav and the. And the Kohen Gadol. Okay, but either way, this is a big discussion based on Chadashim Labakarim, based on this line of the Mishnah, and we continue. Whatever one does, Elo Be'elo, it seems, if there's a Kibbutz of Aim Shaila in terms of the grandparents, you know, a Suffolk Minhag, it's in a Ramah. But if somebody has the minhag to follow this Ramah, wonderful, to follow the Ramah. If somebody has the minhag to follow the later Achronim, to follow the later Achronim. Okay, but it's Elu Ve'elu, there's basis for all. Okay, here we go. By the way, if you see in the Mefarish on the right side of the page, Mikan ve'eluch upirish a Rambam. Right, so no more Mefarish. The Rambam is ochet to be on the page. Okay, Geoz Mishnah Gimel Masrum lechazanim. They gave their clothing to the chazanim, or they're going to give it to the chazanim. These are appointed gabbais who are going to come. Pashas, the people who were not zochet in the avoda, so now they got to take off their bidei kahuna because they're not doing the avoda. So hayim afshitin osamis bidei, and they help them take off their clothing. V'lo hayim anichan aleim ela mechnasayim bilvad. They only left on their mechnasayim. V'chalonos hayushan because of aleim tashmish akelim. There were special windows and cubbies that were there, that they used to put their begadim in. Misha zocha b'ktores. So now we get back to the one who was zocha. The one who was zocha in the ktores. So you know, tell us a kaf, v'kaf. They used to take a spoon for the ktores. V'yakaf dome, l'tark of gadol shel zahav. Machzekes shlosha kavin. And the kaf was a big spoon that held three kavin. V'habazech haye besocho. The kaf was even, it was a large spoon. Imagine a spoon, a little spoon within a larger spoon under it that could catch what drops. So v'habazech haye besocho. So there was the kaf, and then there was the bazek, which is a really the smaller type of spoon that was inside of it. Malei v'kadosh k'tores, and it was overflowing. The inner spoon was overflowing with k'tores. That's a simen bracha. Simen bracha like we have by Havdalah. The kisui hayalo, and there was a cover for it. Ukamin mutultelas hayalo milamalan. It had a cover, and mutultelas is like a garment, some type of material over it, so that it wouldn't lose its beautiful smell as he was walking to keep the smell in. So it was closed up. So the Kohen, he held the larger spoon, so to speak, the larger ladle, and in there was the spoon. The Rush here asks, isn't that a problem of chatzitza? Don't you have to do the avoda mamish with the kli that you're doing the avoda with? So now you're holding this larger ladle, and inside of it is the spoon, says the Rush right here. Yesh lomar, kivan, ditzorech avoda hi lo havichatzitza. Answer number one, this is part of the avoda. Hashem says to do this because you want to have it moli v'gadush, so it's overflowing, so this is part of the avoda. Inami, havi lakicha bedavar acher b'shma lakicha. It's a lakichai de davar acher, which is a sugya elsewhere, in shaking a lulav, in doing other avodos, and lakicha, holding something with something else, that is not called a chatzitza. What about wearing gloves? Right, so that is all the discussion of lakicha al yedei davar acher. That's all Reb Chaim related to this problem of how does he do it, but we'll leave that for now. We'll see at the end. The Reb Chaim and Hilchos Tumidim Gimel Dalet. Okay, but either way, let us continue for now. Misha zacha next mishnah b'machta notal machtas hakesef yalal roshim esbech. So now, what are you going to have to do for the Ktoras? We have one Kohen who's holding the Ktoras, the spices, and you're going to have another Kohen that's going to have to carry the coals in. Because the way it's going to work is that you're going to put the coals on top of the Mizbeach, and then you're going to put the Ktoras onto the hot coals, and that's going to cause the smoke and the Rech Nichoch of the Ktoras to go up. So now you have the Kohen, one Kohen there, holding the Ktoras. So now you're going to have the other Kohen, the next person, go and fill up the Machta, the shovel, with hot coals. So he takes the kesef all the roshim esbeach ufanas like a cholam heilech veheilech lechata mina mucholas apnimios. He goes and takes from the inner hot coals yard the irin l'toch shel zav, and after he does that he comes down and he pours it from the silver shovel which he actually used to stoke and to get it, and he poured it into the golden shovel. Why is that? Why does he use a silver and then pour it into the gold? Because Chas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamonon Shel Yisrael. Every time you put the kli into the fire, it's going to get rubbed out, it's going to get ruined, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chas Mamonon Shel Yisrael. That's what the Rav Bar Tanura says right here. Just one ha'ara I saw in the name of Rav Shalom Shradron, right? The Magid. He says Yesh Lo Ha'ir. We know there were 10 nisim that happened to the Beis Hamikdash every day. So why couldn't this be a number 11? Why couldn't Hashem make the nes? They use a golden shovel and it never got rubbed out. It never got ruined. So he says, what was the purpose of all the nisim? The purpose of all the nisim was laharos chiba, to show that Hashem loves us. Chas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamonon Shel Yisrael also shows us that Hashem loves us. Right? So you don't need the nes. That's the same purpose. The fact that Hashem lets us use the silver is that itself. Harezehu ros chiba li Yisrael. Kemo ilu hayo nasa nesh lo deskalkel hamachta. Right? So that's the Rav Shalom Shradron, right here, quoting the Margolis Hashas, but that is the his ha'ara. So you took the silver and you poured it into the gold. The problem was that the silver one was bigger than the gold one. So as you poured it in, some of it fell on the floor. Nispazim imenu kekav gechalim. So a kav gechalim fell on the floor via machadin la'ama, and they used to sweep it up into the ama, into the pipeline, the open pipeline on the floor that took it out. Ubishabis, and on Shabbos you couldn't sweep it. Why couldn't you sweep it? Pashas, it was muksa. You couldn't sweep it. What are you going to do with ashes? That's not part of the avoda anymore. So b'shabes ha'yikofa lamsach there. Used to put like an upside down pot. the psachter, upside that pot on it in order to, so nobody would step on it and burn themselves. And after Shabbos, you used to get rid of it. And the psachter was a big kli that held a lesach. There were two chains, one on either side. They used to lower the leftover deshen from the mizbecha chitzon with this lower down. So as you lower it, you have to have one on the bottom, one below, holding the chains, lowering it. And in that way, it wouldn't spill. And the Mishnah just adds on, by the way, shlosha dvar maisa mishameshes. They used to use this pot for three things. Kofin osa agabi gechalim, number one. They used to use this to cover these coals that spilled every day. V'yala sheretz b'Shabbos. And if there was a dead sheretz on Shabbos that you couldn't move out, even though it was Tumah, right? The Gemara discussed this at the end of Masechet Erevin, and you want to just cover it up so nobody's batami themselves. So they used to use this to cover. U'moridim b'asadeshem el-gabem mizbeach. And as we were just discussing, this is what they used to carry the deshen down from the mizbeach. That's why it had the chains. But this was used on Shabbos to cover up the ashes. Two halachic discussions that the Mefarshim have on this Mishnah. Number one, the Rush says, when you sweep these coals, isn't there an Issa D'oraisa? When you, as you sweep them, you're going to be extinguishing them. They're hot burning coals. Lo sichbe. Aren't these coals from the Mizbech HaChison? So how are you allowed to put it out? Says the Rosh, no problem. Fifth wide line in the Rosh. Ve'en kan mishum lo sechabe. Why? There is no issue. Why? He doesn't explain it. Just that there is no issue. Says the Ravid. Says the Ravid, again in the back. The Ravid says, why isn't it a problem? V'yesh b'farship. Da'achar shekabu ha'imachadin. Number one is, maybe they waited until they went out. And then they swapped it up. Easy answer. Number one. Number two, V'yesh Omer? No. D'l'dibri ha'kol pater. Mishum da'asketsoy le'mitzvaso v'kvar na'ases mitzvaso. V'ein saraklau. It was already na'ases mitzvaso. So it's not called fire of the mizbeach anymore. So therefore, it is not a problem. Or, third, because it is l'tzorech. L'tzorech gavoa. There's only an issue of losich bastam. Balasokavo is mutter. Listen to his lashon. He says, "Vegamnir lomar the kol davreshu latzarak kavoa umechabe ina over mishum bal tachabe sharei kol osin kachalim umechabe beis achitoi." What do you mean? As he's getting the coals out in the first place, he might be being mechabe them when he's being mechat and trying to get to the inner ones. The imkain heichais achote b'machta alishvamina the kol mashu tzarak kavoa imekaklum ba'achanami hacha mishum noi ha'azara. You want to keep the Azara clean. But on Shabbos, you can't move it. But, so the Ravis has three answers. Maybe they waited until after it was Mechube. Maybe it is Nasas Mitzvasu already. And number three, it's Lasar Kavoa. So even if it's still lit, it's like a Dechuya. It's like the keeping the Mizbeach. Noi, keeping it in beautiful. Zekeli V'Anveyu, says the Ravid, that would be Dochet. The Isser of Lo Sechabe. Right, that is halachic issue number one that comes up in the Mishnah.
So that would answer the, you bring the Nesachim and you want to put it on the fire.
What, bring in the Gemara in Zvachim Sadagalf about the carbon shel yayin. When you sprinkle it on the fire, so Rashi, the Gemara says, Tipim Gedolos. You can't do, but Tipim Dakos you could do. It's still going to extinguish. So Rashi there speaks about Psikresha. Well, there it's a red. Oh, so that's a nafkamina. That issue about the carbon shel yayin is a nafkamina between these answers. If you say it's already nasas mitzvah, so it's not nasas mitzvah so yet. So if you say it's l'sorak gavoa, that could be another answer. L'sorak gavoa, you don't have to get into that whole issue of psikresha and the issue of l'sachabe. Interesting. Very good. We have that in the psikresha shir. Continuing, the other issue brought up is, why can't you move it on Shabbos? Well, especially if it's already out. Why? Well, because it's muksa. Why isn't it, ask the Rosh, ask the Ravid, Graf Shel Rei? Why isn't it like something just disgusting lying in your living room that you're allowed to move? Graf Shel Rei, why, what's the problem? Right, so again, the Ravid says, it's not disgusting. It's beautiful from the Mizbeach. It's not Rei, you're right, you have no uses for it. But he says, this isn't Rei. Hayo dafka Graf Shel Rei otsoa v'chayotzi bo. Avo gachelas omiyus in yochel taltalo. That's the second issue. It's a gram kibui. But this is the question about graf shel rei. Right? What exactly is graf shel rei? Anything that is dirty or disgusting that's sitting in a place where I need to get it out because it's my living quarters, it's a problem. Says the Shmir Shabbos. Perachav Beis. Os Mem Vav. Davar Ma'us. Hama'orer go'el, kagon tsoa, a dirty diaper. Psoles vasomos, you have bones or garbage left on your Shabbos table. Achbar, o chatul mace, a dead mouse. O kol davar mitunaf, hanimsa b'Shabbos, b'makom shebohu mafriya es ha'adam. I don't want this diaper is totally muksa. I have no use for this diaper after I change the baby. Right? The garbage that's left on the table. Afilu b'rachov shemeni adam over, even if it's on the middle of the street where people walk. O shemagim in a reach ra, or it's causing a bad smell. Ava bisha muksahu. Mutter lefanoso. Can move it. Afilu biyad la'ashpo lebeis hakisei v'hu hanikra b'fi chazal graf shel rei. Also, a dirty pot. Kedera lo nikia. Hagam shedina shekikli shemachto le'isr v'asa le'taltala. Kedera saragufa makoma. Mutter lach zirem nachedel mitbach. You can move it away to a place. You can even put water in it if you're worried that it's going to start smelling and start the cleansing process. Not b'kavana to make your cleaning easier after Shabbos. That's hachana. But in order to get the smell out right now. Again, this is a big topic, but the Rishonim bring it up here by the ashes. Why isn't that Graf Shel Rei? So they say there is no heter here of Graf Shel Rei. Okay, Viter. Says the Mishnah, Higia Bein Olam Alam Izbeach. So the one carrying the Ketores and the one carrying the coals came to between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Natal Echam and Esa Magrefa, Vizarka Bein Olam Alam Izbeach. Then somebody comes and takes a Magrefa, a shovel that was there, designated there for this purpose. He takes it, he throws it, it smashes down on the floor, makes a very loud noise. Basically, this is the alarm. Ain Adam Shamea Kol Chaver B'Yerushalayim Mikol Magrefa. When that went off, nobody could hear the other one talk. Right? In Yerushalayim, because it was so loud. V'shlosh Avdar Maisa Mishameshes. Three things it was used for. Koen Asher Shomeas Kola. Yodeya She'echav HaKohanim Nechazim Lishta Echavos V'Ratzuba. All the Kohanim that heard it, they said, the Ketores is about to be done. After the Ketores, we're all going to go into the Heichal and be Mishtachaveh. I know to get ready for that. Number one. Number two, Uben Levi Shu Shomeas Kola. Yodeya She'echav HaKohanim Nechazim L'Daber B'Shir V'Ratzuba. The Levim knew that it was always time to sing. V'Rosh HaMaimad. The Rosh HaMaimad, which Pashas is, we were talking about the Kohanim and Levim, now we're talking about the Yisraelim. The Maimad, all Bnei Yisrael, was split up into Ma'amados, as the Gemara describes in Meseches Tainus, and the head of the Maimad in the Beis HaMikdash knew, HaYamamad is a Temeyim B'Shar HaMizrach. That was his job. He was Maimad all those who were Tamei in the Shar HaMizrach, getting ready to become Tar, to start that process by the Shar HaMizrach. Okay. Hadroch HaMal HaMamunah. Hechelo Olam B'Malos HaUlam. So now, the two Kohanim, one carrying the coals, one carrying the Ketores, start going up the steps. But quickly, before they went in, the ones who earlier had been zochet to clean out the inner mizbech and the menorah, they quickly went in before them. Remember, he had cleaned out the mizbech, but had left the basket there. He had left it there on the floor, and the one who cleaned out the menorah also left it there. So he went in, took it out. And when you leave the Heichal, you have to be Mishtachaveh. So Mishtachaveh v'yatza. Why? Beautiful lashon of the Rush for Hishtachava'a. The Rush says, asking, let me just find it in the Rush. The Rush says, he quotes that there's a lashon of being notel rishus. Being notel rishus. I'm sorry, it's on Amid Beis. That's why I couldn't find it. The Rosh, lefi, shenigmar im ha'avoda, hayim mishtachaveh, ke'eved shemishamesh ezrabo, v'notel rishus v'yotzei. Right, yes, rishus, and you leave, you bow down. So, that's why. He takes takes the tent in the basket out, v'yaz, and he goes out. Misha zocha b'dishan menorah, also the one who was zocha to clean out the menorah. Nichnas, he went in, u'mazah shtei neiros ma'aravim dokim. As we said, the two western candles are still lit. Medashin im mizrachi, and then what does he do? He cleans out the eastern more, the one that's more east from the two that are still lit. He puts that out and cleans it out. Umeniach zamaravi dolek, and the western one stays lit. Ushmimenu hayam adlik as a menorah shall be nearabayim, because from that one he's going to light the candles in the afternoon. Good. The pashas of this mission is against the Rambam. The Rambam says that you light the menorah in the morning and at night. Pashas from this mission, it sounds like you only light it at night. Sounds like it. So matzu shekabe, if you find that the candle went out, midash no mandliko mizechaola, then you have to relight it. The western one always has to be lit, and therefore if it went out, you have to relight it then. Natal sakuz bimalish diyev ishtachva v'yatsa, and then he takes the kuz which he had left with the dishun in it from the second step, and he bows and goes out. Period. Misha zocha b'machta. So now, the one who was zocha in the machta to carry the coals for the ketores, tzavar zaka cholam al gabi ha-mizbeach. What did he do? He poured them onto the mizbeach ha-pnimi, The Ridadon Bishul Yamachta, and he flattened them out with the bottom of the shovel, Vishtachavab Yatsa, and he bows and he leaves. So now there's only one Kohen left in there. Mishazach Big Torres, Hayanotel Sabazik Vitochakav, he takes the Bazik out, I'm sorry, there's two people still left. Hayanotel Sabazik Vitochakav, he takes the little spoon out from the larger ladle, Vinosnola Ohavo the Krovo, and he gives it to the person that's with him. Why? Because as we'll see, the Ketores must be poured onto the coals with the hands. Not with the spoon. Alts kavida kavida avoda. Don't do it with the spoon. Do it with your hands. So, even though on Yom Kippur, Ein Breira, the Kohen Gadol has to, and the Gemara calls this one of the avodas kashas shebe mikdash, he has to turn over the Ketores into his hands all by himself, but here you can get a helper. Here you get a helper. So it sprinkles, scatters a little bit. If it scatters, then he picks it up and he puts it all into his hands, into his palms. Umalam dinoso, and we teach him. We teach this person who's doing the Torah, Avizar, be very careful. Shematasko mi panecha, shalotichve. Be careful that when you start, he's pouring the Ketores onto the coals. He is on the east side of the Mizbech HaKetores. He should start pouring the coals on the farther side away from him. Because the smoke's going to start going up and he doesn't want to burn himself. So he should start farther away and come closer to himself. And that way he won't be burnt. That way he won't be burnt. Good. Hischel maradan v'yotzei. When he puts it on, afterwards he just flattens it out and he leaves. Lo haya hamakter makter acha mamuna omer lo hakter. And before he even went in, the makter says he doesn't start doing the avodas haktaris until the mamuna says, "Okay, it's time. We're all ready." Why? Because there's nobody's allowed to be in there, even bein ulam v'la mizbeach at this time. So the makter has to give him the signal of when it is ra'oi to do the Ketores. Im haya Kohen Gadol, and if it was the Kohen Gadol who did it, because the Kohen Gadol could do whatever he wants, whenever he wants, ha'mamuna omer lo, ishi Kohen Gadol hakter. He does it with kavod. Pirshu ha'am, v'hiktir, v'shtachava, v'yatza. The Kohanim, the Am leaves again, then, and they go out. After the Haktaris, v'shtachava, v'yatza. Good. Continuing. Said, so everybody around there, right, the one who helped him and the one who did the Ketores, all go out. Continuing, Bizman she Kohen Gadol nechlas leishtachavos. What if the Kohen Gadol wanted to do it? Right? And as we will see, after the Ketores was done, so then there was, it wasn't a chiyuv, wasn't a chiyuv, but see the first rush in the parak. Acher haktara nichnas lehechal leishtachavos. The Kohanim went into the Hechal to be mishtachaveh. Right, even the Kohanim went in to do the avoda. They went in to be mishtachaveh. The ein ze biyarei kanis. This is not an isser of just going into the Hechal for nothing. Why? To hishtachava avodahi. That's an important line. Hishtachava is an avoda. This wasn't a chi of gummer on every Kohen. But if the Kohanim wanted to go in the morning and do hishtachava, they were allowed. There's only one mitzvah that has hishtachava as part of its chiv. Only one mitzvah. There's no mitzvah of ishtachava. Obviously, here, the Shem Hashem, you have to be mishtachava. Bikurim. Bikurim has ishtachava as part of the ceremony. Okay. Bizman she Kohen Gadol nechlas ishtachavos. So let's say the Kohen Gadol wanted to go in. He wanted to go in to be mishtachava. So, shlosha ochas in bow, three people hold him, alts kavod, echad b'yamino v'echad b'smolo. V'echad b'avanim tovos, one's holding his right hand, one his left hand, and one's holding his special stones. Which special stones? Machlokas. Mefarish, which if it's the Rambam, it's the, he says that it's the Ephod, the stones of the Ephod. Stones of the Ephod. What are the stones of the Ephod? The two stones on the shoulders of the Kohen Gadol. Right? The Avnei Shoham. So he helped him with those stones. The Rush here says it's the Avnei Choshen. Very unusual. Avnei Choshen. How do you hold Avnei Choshen? He was like walking in front of him, but walking backwards. But they can't walk backwards into the Hechal. Anyway, so that's either way, there were three Kohanim helping him walk in. The Kiva Cheshama HaMamuneh Kol Raglav Shel Kohen Gadol. Once the Mamuneh heard the Kohen Gadol starting to walk out, Shu Yotzei, Higbiya Lo Asa Paroches, he opened up the Paroches for him to come out. Nichnas V'Hishtachava V'Yatza. And he went out, and then, Nichnas V'Achava Kohanim V'Hishtachava V'Yatza. The Kohen Gadol wanted to go, then, of course, he goes in first. Bo V'Amdu Amaylos HaUlam. And then, the people who came out, stand on the steps going up to the Ulam. Amdu harishonim lidarom. Not the 15 steps connected to Shir Malas. Those are outside the Azara. These are the steps going into the Ulam. Amdu harishonim lidarom. So the ones who had earlier done the Avoda. the Rishonim. They stand, Ladarum, the ones who are cleaned out, the Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Menorah, they also get to be on stage for a little bit. They stand to the south, Lidzrom HaChehem, HaKohanim, to the south of the other Kohanim. V'chamisha Kelim B'yadam, and they have the five Kelim that they used in their hands. Hateni B'yadechad, V'chuz B'yadechad, V'machla B'yadechad, V'bazich B'yadechad, V'kaf V'kisui B'yadechad. Fine. Uberchos am bracha achas. And they said, Bron bracha, what was the bracha? Birchas Kohanim. Ella, Shebe Medina, Omer, Mosa, Shalosh brachos, Ubimikdash bracha achas. As also said in Meseches Sota, in the Beis HaMikdash, they said Birchas Kohanim as one long bracha. They didn't stop in the middle. Yibrach Hashem Yishbrecha. They didn't stop after. They went straight. Only in Medina, we do it as three brachas. Right? Like we call it in davening, the important ha'ara. Bibracha, Hamishuleshes Batorah, you gotta put a comma after the word Mishuleshes. Bibracha Mishuleshes, the triple bracha that's really one, right? It's not said three times in the Torah. Bibracha Mishuleshes, Batorah, Ksuva, Bechul. Bimikdash Ayomen, other differences between Mikdash and Medina. Bimikdash Ayomen, it's Hashem Kechsavo, Ubimedina, Kekinu, Bekinu Yo. In the Mikdash, they said Hashem's name as it is written. And in Medina, we only say it with his nickname. We say Ado when we see Yudke Vavke. Bimedina, Hakonim, Nothinas Yedeim, Kineged, Kisvehem. In the world, Kohanim, when they do Nesias Kapayim, when they do Duchening, they have their hands the same level as their shoulders. Ube Mikdash al Gabi Rashen, in the Mikdash they can raise it above their heads. Chutz mi Kohen Gadol, Shemagbias Yadav Lamalam and Atzitz. Except the Kohen Gadol, whose hands cannot be above Kodesh Lashem, and therefore it's not above his shoulders. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Av Kohen Gadol, Abias Yadav Lamalam and Atzitz, no problem. Shenemar, Vayisa Aaron es Yadav, El Ha'am, Vayavarachem. He lifted it up his hands. So Rabbi Yehuda says there's no problem with hands above the tzitz. Bizman Shekohen Gadol rotzeh lahaktir, if the Kohen Gadol wanted to do the haktara, again, anytime he wanted. Hayaola bakevesh vaskan bimino, he went up the ramp. Vaskan bimino, higia lamachzah zakevesh, and he came to the middle of the ramp. Achaz haskan bimino, vahaleu, and the skan gave him the final push-up. Vahoshit lo harishon, haregeh, if the Kohen Gadol wanted to do the haktara, here we're not talking about the haktaras. We're talking about the haktaras ha'ivarim of the ola. If he wanted to do it, so he gets to do it. Vahoshilo harishon, harosh vaharegel, and the one who was zochet to do the first one, the rosh and the regel, the one who won, he gives the Kohen Gadol these limbs, v'samachal, he does smicha on the mizarkan, and then he throws them onto the fire. What kind of smicha is going on here? What's smicha here? You don't need smicha for the old carbon ola, so the rush says it's not real smicha. The Mishnah says in Menachos, right, the only smicha of the only two carbon sebers that get smicha. This is not one of them. Par helm davar shel sebur, siyol azazel. But other than that, there's no smicha. So this smicha is l'shem kavod. The Rush says it's not real smicha. It's laharos chashivas kohen gadol. Okay, so there's smicha on it. Vizarkan. Hoshit Hasheni Larishon Shnei Adayim Nosan LaKohen Gadol V'Samach Leim Azarkan. And then the second one, this one was Zochet, and the second one gives the limbs to the first one. The first one always gives everything to the Kohen Gadol. Everybody passes it to the first one, and then he gives it to the Kohen Gadol. Nishmat Hasheni V'Halach Lo V'Kachoy Moshitin Lo Shar Kol Evarim. That's how all the Evarim. So if you won the Goral and then you find out that the Kohen Gadol wants to do it, tough luck. Right, you did some, but now the Kohen Gadol takes over. And if he doesn't want to throw them, he can just do the smicha. And others can throw it onto the mizbeach, onto the fire. When he wants to be makiv the mizbeach, now for the nisach hayayin, that's done along with the carbon ola, where does he start from? So this Mishnah says that he goes, right, he goes up the ramp and he makes a right. Goes to the southeast, northeast, northwest, southwest, because the southwest corner is where the Nisach HaYayin is done. That's where the Sefalim are. He's going to pour the wine in. The Rishonim deal with if you look in elsewhere, there are other Mishnayos elsewhere in Shas, which discuss that a Kohen Gadol is allowed to make a left. Even though usually you make a right because of Kolpino Shatapona, in a Pona Eladerach Yamin, that's why you have to go all the way around, but the Kohen Gadol is different. So why here does he have to go all the way around? So the Rishonim here, the Rush, the Rabbit will deal with it. But either way, he ends up on the southwest corner. Nothing lo yain lanaseh. They give him the wine. Haskan omed al karen vasadar biyada. Gotta feel the excitement. The skan is standing on the karen, and he's got the handkerchief, he's got the flags in his hand. Shnei kohanim omden al shulchan achalavim. And you have the two kohanim, the lucky ones, that get to stand on the table. Getting ready to do what? Ushte chatzosos biyadam, to blow the trumpets. Taku v'ariyeva taku, and they start blowing. Bova amdu eitzel ben arza, echad mimino v'echad bismolo. And then they go stand next to ben arza, who is the head musician in the Beis HaMikdash. He was in charge of the symbols, one to the right and one to the left. And here we go. Shach HaLenaseh, right when he, the Kohen Gadol, or the Kohen, whoever was doing it, bends down to about to do the Nisach HaYayin, the Heinef HaSkan Besudarin, the Skan starts waving his handkerchiefs, the Hikish Ben Arza Betzilzel, and Ben Arza gives the signal, the Dibru HaLevim Bashir. And the Levim start singing, pouring, very exciting. Higiyu LeParek, and every time they came to a break in the singing, taku, they blew shofar, v'shtachvu ha'am, and the am all bow down. I'll call perek tekiya, I'll call tekiya shtachavaya. By every end of the phrase, they blew, and by every blowing, they bow down. Zeu seder ha'tamid, l'avodas beis elokeinu, this is the seder of the tamid. Meseches Tamid starts off, what did we start with? We started with Trumas Hadeshen, and we ended with the Nisach HaYayin. That is the entire Meseches Tamid. Yehi Ratzon, Shibana Bimhera V'Yameinu, Amen. Right? How many Meseches end with that? But we have another one that's quoted here, that is explained in the end of Meseches Rosh Hashanah by the Rishonim. Hashir Shal Yom V'Yomer B'Mikdash. What was the Shir Shal Yom that the Levim sang every day in the base of Mikdash? We're not doing it now, but the last couple of Dafim in Rosh Hashanah discuss why every Shir Shal Yom is specifically Matim for that day of the week. Right here, Lashem Arzim Aloha, because Hashem was the alone the first day, so everything was His. Basheni Ayomim Gadol Hashem Mulom Ma'od, Be'ir Lokeinu, Harakat Sho, Yerushalayim. Bashlishi Ayomim Elohim Nitza, Badas Kel. Be'kerab Elohim Yishpot, Hashem is amongst the judges. Baravi Ayomim Kalnakamos, Hashem Kalnakamos Sophia, Hashem is vengeful, because Wednesday is the day that the sun and the moon were created, and people worship the sun. And he gets angry. B'chamishi ha'yomrim, hanina lokim uzeinu haril lokei Yaakov. B'shishi ha'yomrim, Hashem malach yus lavesh, lavesh v'gomer. B'shabbos ha'yomrim, mizmer shili yom ha'shabbos, mizmer shili yosel lavo. Shabbos is connected to l'asel lavo, liyom shekulo Shabbos u'menucha l'chayei ha'olamim. So that is the Shir Shiyom of Shabbos. We've discussed in the past the thought of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky on Parsha Shmos. What does mizmer shili yom ha'shabbos have to do with Shabbos? Tovlo dos Hashem, nothing to do with Shabbos. It has to do with Tzadik Viralo, Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yaakov suggested then a larger piece, but maybe this was one of the scrolls that they used to study on Shabbos in Mitzrayim, and that's what its connection to Shabbos is. But obviously, this is the minhag. This Mishnah is the minhag for our saying Shir Shal Yom every day. And what somebody once told me, it comes from the Arizal. It's the Rambam. It's already in the times of the Rambam. The Rambam at the end of Sefer Ahava. The end of Sefer Ahava, he quotes this minhag of saying the Shir Shal Yom every day. The Shir Shal Yom that the Levim said, that is what our minhag is. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes it. There's a Pirkei, I think it's Avos Rabbi Nassen that quotes. It's an amazing, it's Kilu Bana HaMizbeach, if you say the Shir Shal Yom. Again, there's a lot to discuss about the Shir Shal Yom. Actually, yesterday's the Mitzvah Shir. We discussed it. Sometimes there were different Shiros that are said, right, on Shabbos. On Shabbos, what was said? The morning, the Levim said Mizmer Shalim on Shabbos. The afternoon, they leaned Hazinu every week. Haziv Lach. They split up Hazinu. By Mincha time, they leaned Az Yashir and other things. They said different Shiras every day. But that's what is the question, when are you supposed to say the Shir Shal Yom? After Shacharis, after Musaf. But either way, it's only a Zecher, so therefore we have more flexibility. Okay, Adon Olam with Van Shakon Gadol, Slikle Mesechas Tamid, Rabosai. Got one Mesechta. One Mesechta Mishnah is left to Seder Kachim before we get into Mesechas Nida. Meseches Nida, remember, one of the Meseches Ani, Erev Nida Yevamis, coming up, it's on the horizon. Okay, everybody should have a good Shabbos.